The Dodgers had their 10-game winning streak snapped by the Angels on Monday, trying to get back to their winning ways on Tuesday. Jesse Chavez going up against Kenta Maeda. We pick up the action in the fifth, scoreless game. Maeda facing Martin Maldonado.
Here's the pitch. That one is a shot on the left side. It was stopped by Hernandez, and he throws to first and gets Maldonado. Boy, that was a heck of a play by a guy that's not their regular shortstop, and from his knees, he got Maldonado. Alvarez ready, the next delivery. It's a ball chopped on the left side, just out of the reach of Simmons. A run will score. Bellinger has an RBI single. Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air to center field. Young is going back, still back, still back, jumps up, and that ball is gone. Dead center field. Three-run homer. The Dodgers break it open. It's now 4-0. And here's the next pitch, and he tried to hold up on that one, and he went around on it, and he is a strikeout victim.
He has definitely picked up the pace.
Here's Simmons trying to hold up, and the first base umpire says he went around, struck him out. But apparently he's pitching at a little swifter pace. Here's a bouncing ball that's hit to short, fielded there by Kike Hernandez. He will throw out Revere, and the Angels are retired quietly here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
After getting their 10-game winning streak snapped on Monday, LA gets back to their winning ways Tuesday, defeating the Angels 4-0 behind a dominant performance from Kenta Maeda. He goes 7 scoreless frames, allowing just 4 hits and no walks while striking out 6. The Angels' 3-game winning streak is snapped. The Angels fall to the Dodgers. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
Oh, Jesse pitched a good game and definitely gave us a chance to win. We just didn't pressure him enough on the offensive side. I think as the game went on, Jesse got a little bit, was trying to be maybe a little too fine, got behind some counts, and, you know, there were some walks that crept in there, but he pitched a good game for us.
I mean, he'd only given up his second hit there in the sixth. Why did you decide to take him out?
It was more of a matchup, and also he's getting to a point where he's getting stretched a bit, and you definitely want to consider giving some hitters a different look. But, you know, outside of the walks, I thought he pitched a good game.
Tough sixth inning for Jose Alvarez. What was the struggle for him tonight?
He made some good pitches to Bellinger and then Barnes, but he just left the slider right in the heart of the plate to Peterson, and, he hit it out of the park.
You guys have depended on Alvarez a lot in the last 2 years, and really this year especially, also in addition. What's the forecast here, given his struggles this month?
You know, Jose is he's obviously not locked in right now as far as making his pitches. And he's pitched a lot, but his velocity looks fine. He just really leaving some breaking balls over the heart of the plate is what has done the most damage here in probably his last 8 or 10 outings when he's been hit. But we have a lot of confidence in what Jose can do. He's just, making some pitches that aren't quite there at the wrong time. He came in and made a good pitch to Bellinger. He rolled it through the left side, and then Barnes, good changeup for the squib, and then just hung it to Peterson. So in between some tough pitches, he made some good pitches too.
The series will continue on Wednesday. Hyunjin Ryu on the hill for LA going up against Alex Meyer.